More than 100 veterans and their families spent part of the weekend at Lyndon State College learning about services that are available to them. And as VPR Charlotte Albright reports, it was also a time for veterans from different eras to meet each other.
The gathering began with a keynote speech by Ruth Crocker, the widow of an Army captain killed in Vietnam. Crocker's new book, Those Who Remain, Remembrance and Reunion After War, traces the steps she took to track down the story of her husband's death by attending reunions with survivors who knew him on the battlefield.
These stories provide us with a way of remembering, and without memory, of course, knowledge is useless. So the telling and listening to stories of our experiences and others actually has the ability to heal.
But not every veteran finds it easy to share painful memories. Donald Young was wounded in Vietnam, and now he and his Army pal, Bruce Bickford, both live in Lyndonville. Young says he rarely tells war stories.
We both came back from Vietnam, and there's still parts of us that are left there.
Still, Young socializes with other Army buddies at Lyndonville's Veterans of Foreign Wars post. They say they were not welcomed back from war as warmly as Gulf-era vets. Many complain about paying Vermont tax on their retirement pay, which is tax-exempt in some other states. Brenda Cruikshank, state VFW commander, says states are vying for relatively young military retirees with skills and experience, and Vermont does not offer enough incentives.
Vermont veterans are not returning to Vermont. National Guard in the state of Vermont who have served and lived here all their life, once they become retirement age, they are leaving the state because they're not getting their benefits as state veterans. It's not they're not getting them, they're not there.
The summit offered seminars on topics like suicide prevention, entrepreneurship, and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The gym was filled with vendors offering social services for veterans of all ages. Student organizer Dylan Durham is in the Vermont National Guard and expects to be deployed for the first time this summer. He has no idea where he will end up, but he does want to serve because some of his friends have already given their lives for their country.
So why is it all right for me to just sit back and be like, okay, you know, I'm going to wait for my day. This is my day.
A snowboard rail jam at Burke Mountain honored Danville native Ian Muller, who was killed during combat operations in Afghanistan in 2011. Veterans and their families skied there for free on Sunday. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.